Lord Jesus, we pray that you would speak to Joelle now. We thank you that you've spoken to him this week as he's been preparing for this time. Holy Spirit, come, fall upon him, anoint him. Change his words that have been prepared for to your words if need be. We pray that we would encounter you, your love for us, your challenge for us this day through Joelle. In your name we pray, amen.
Amen. Blessings. Amen. Thank you. I think everybody's filled up now with the growth group. Yeah? This is growth group sitting here today. Amen? This is the church. When the church moves, the church is gone. We are not restricted anywhere. But let me just encourage us this morning with this message. I'm not going to try to be long. Last week we talked about getting back in relationship with Christ, prioritizing our intimacy, because this is what's going to happen. I cannot borrow anyone's relationship with Jesus. Oh, I have this. Can you, sorry. Is it? My children. No? Test microphone. It's number 14. I remember when I was in the States, we started home church in the inner city area. And then one day we came to this gathering of these house churches. Once a month we meet. And then as we were, I had my guitar, then a few guys from seminary, they were there with us. So getting ready for worship. And suddenly, this group of people walk into the house. They were all wearing black coats, long coats. They have pierced nose and all kinds of stuff, different types of hair. So I look at, okay, this is cool. And then they came in, and all the radar of all the church people went up. And then we sang, "I'm coming back to the heart of worship." As we were singing, I saw these guys who don't like the typical people come to church with their hands in the air, tears in their faces, worshiping. You know, we were like, okay, yeah, because we were taken by their outward appearance. When we went home, my roommate was struggling because that doesn't look like a Christian. Typical Christians, they don't dress like that. Are they putting it on? And then he was struggling with the whole idea. And then the Lord, kind of like he was praying, and the Spirit of God put in his heart, "These people know me very well. It's we are not divided by our preferences, but we are united in our faith in Christ." Amen? And if you are here, you want to join a group, I would really encourage you to please ask questions or pray about it. We gain from it. Let's go to our message today. Is that the technology? Okay. "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does not bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will even be more fruitful. You're already clean because of the word, and I have spoken to you. Remain in me, as I always also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you're like a branch that is thrown away, the withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and be burned. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish. It will be done for you. This is for my Father's glory, that you bear fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. An amazing, powerful scripture. Last week we've been talking about relationship with God. Last week we've been covering Moses and his intimacy with God. Also, we talked about God's promise from the very beginning to Abraham that through him, the nations of the world will be blessed. We talk about the nation of Israel, Moses, and his encounter with God, how God chose him and called him to be the leader that will lead the Israelite, his people, out of slavery. That begin there his own connection and relationship with God. And then we come to Mount Sinai. God made a covenant with his people, the Israelites. And the covenant, the agreement they have, that God will, he will gave them the commandment. And as they follow the commandment of God, God will become their people, their God. And they will become his people. It's the covenant in which God indwells the presence, God's presence indwelling his people. But over and over and over, the nation of Israelites, they fail to remain in this covenant, to be that nation or to be the priest of the nations. Nations in which God will manifest himself, will make himself known to other nations. Over and over, they fail. Then when we come to this passage here, and we talk about vine. Now, in the temple in Jerusalem, Temple of Herod, right there on the porch close to the sanctuary, there is a golden, huge, this was described by Josephus, the Jew historian. There is a gold vine, so big, golden vine, around and on top of the roof, the porch, that some of the clusters of the vine, made of gold, is like the size of man. Size of a person. So rich Jewish people will come and they will give golds and other stuff so all the craftsmen can build this, because vine, the vineyard, is symbolic in ancient Jews because it speaks that they are the planting of God. That they are the vineyard of God in which God Almighty is the caretaker. And every time in the Old Testament speaks about the judgment for it, he comes and prunes them. But they keep failing. And here we speak, Jesus is speaking of one of his mission and the reason why he came into this earth, that he is going to be, there's no longer going to be Jew or the nation of Israel will be the vine or the vineyard. He is the vine. That for the nation of Israel and for people to fulfill their destiny, they have to attach themselves to him. Jesus said, I am the vine, and my Father is the gardener. It's not that that substitutes the promises of God to the Israelites, but Jesus became the center focus. That without Jesus, without connection and attachment to Jesus, that it is vitally important that we attach ourselves to the vine. And without that, there will be no life. He said, I am the vine, and you are the branches. And this word that I highlighted in yellow, he said, you must not only attach to me, but remain in me. Over the years, the Israelites have tried to detach themselves and pursue other ways of satisfaction and fulfillment. Jesus says, not only that you attach to me, remain there. There are many things that will cause us to detach ourselves. That when we are attached to the vine, his life flows in us. The life of Jesus flows and we bear fruits. I like this because it says here that this is to my Father's glory that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Fulfillment comes from being connected to Christ. We are not just connecting loosely, but the life and the character and the thoughts and the hearts and the priority of Christ becomes ours. We cannot know or recognize that if we are not attached. What am I saying here is that God it's all about relationship. That God is a God of relationship. That is vitally important for me in order to know God and to know him even better. That my relationship with him cannot be substituted by anything else. That one comes first. That our attachment to God is vitally important. There are things that happen there because our view of God, it have effect on the way we relate, the way we live our lives as Christians, and also the way we do church. Our relationship and our knowledge of him and our Christian experiences, all these things are interconnected. They are related. And Jesus says, I'm the vine. Stay connected with me. Not only connect, but remain. Stay put. That his life is flowing in and through us. Now, another thing that I shared last week, I think in Psalms, it says that the friendship of the Lord is for them that fear him. A good understanding have all those who do and obey his commands. Let me just go a little bit further here. He says, you are my friends. That's what he told his disciples. I no longer call you servants, because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends. For everything that I've learned from the Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. Okay. Fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my commandment. Love one another. Yeah. Love each other. We are connected in the same vine. Amen? Are we? We're supposed to. The vitally important in our connection with Christ. It makes it easier in our connection with others. This words that Jesus told his disciples, not only that he chose them, he brought them closer to him. He walked with him, he taught them, he loved them. And he gave them his mission and his encouragement. You see, I call you friends. For everything that I've learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you might go and bear fruit. I like when Hodler talked about his daughter. We all want our children to grow and be fruitful in their walk and be successful in their lives. Nothing brings pride to us to see the growth and the development of our children. And there are many proud parents here. But there is also this incredible joy in the heart of the Father to see that all of us who are connected to him are not only just connecting, but we are bearing fruit. That our lives, what he was saying, how do you paint Jesus? That our lives are reflecting Christ. When I grew up, when I was in my teenager, before I commit my life to Jesus, I remember every second word that come out of my mouth is not good. Anger and rage and all these things were natural, flowing out of me. When I became a Christian, I'm wondering, how will this behavior go? This way of thinking, this rage, these foul things that we have, it is by connection. And the more I connect to Christ, that connection begins to transform my life. The connection of understanding his words, the connection of recognizing the mercy and the forgiveness of God, not only for me, but for others, for the world. As you begin to, not only that I begin to grow in my identity, not on what I was, but who I am in Christ. Amen? And you begin to grow stronger and boldness from doubt, I don't know if God will reject me, to confident, I am a child of the living God. That I can say to myself, there is no weapon formed against me will prosper. That I can take the word of who I am connected to and say, this is mine. It belongs to me. I have ownership over my relationship with Christ. It is not a duplication or a borrowed experience from someone else. This is what when we are connected to the vine, Christ flows in us. There is one amazing thing that I love about this family. I remember the first time I came, I saw, I used to drive David. He was a single man, very much disponible, very available. And now he has a family. He has children, he has an incredible wife, and they're living out the promises of God in their lives. Our growth group is an example of those fruits that we're bearing. Amen? And I tell you what, it pleases the Father. If you have no growth group, now we're going to get the growth group. Don't worry, you can pick up the phone and call. So even if you're not present, there's technology available for encouragement. Stay connected and remain in the vine. Okay, I'm fighting with the here in John 20, 31, we see the theme of the whole Gospel of John. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that by believing in him, you may have life in his name. It is an amazing privilege to be invited to connect to the vine. Amen? Life, eternal life. That life that we can give to others. Are we connected? Just like I said before, I cannot borrow anybody's relationship with Christ. But they help me grow in my own relationship. There are men and women here who have inspired our walk over the years because they have been connected and remain in Christ. There are young men and young women, single, married, and we can look around the place of SIC, and that's the greatest blessing for us, is to know that there are people here who are rooted in Christ and the vine. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, you know where we are. Your word said in Isaiah that this is the one that I will esteem. The one who is contrite in spirit, and the one who obeys my word. Lord, we pray that today that we are not only hearers and doers, but we are also sowers of your seed in truth, spreading the news, the good news about you to the world around us. Pray for your blessings for all the growth groups. I pray that SIC will continue to be that shining light, to be that vineyard, the planting of God that is growing, fruitful, and multiplying. We thank you and praise you. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen. I'm going to invite us to stand together. We're going to say together.